Welcome to your deep dive. Buckle up, because we're going to explore on-device AI, all thanks to Qualcomm's new Snapdragon 8 Elite mobile platform.
It's really fascinating to see how this new platform is kind of like the coming together of all these different major tech trends.
Right.
AI is getting smarter, more accessible, way more personal. It's not just an upgrade, it's like a total game changer in how we use our smartphones.
We've got a ton to unpack here, too. Articles, press releases, even an interview with someone from Qualcomm.
Lots to dive into.
Yeah, so let's get right into it. With the Qualcomm Orion CPU.
Let's do it.
Now, this isn't just any processor. It's custom designed for the Snapdragon 8 Elite.
It is.
And let me tell you, the specs are seriously impressive.
Qualcomm developed this CPU completely from scratch. They're not relying on existing architecture or anything like that. It's a completely new design, and that allows for crazy power and efficiency. We're talking speeds up to 4.32 gigahertz. The fastest we've ever seen in like a mobile CPU globally.
So for me, as like just a regular smartphone user, that means my apps are faster. Beeping is smoother.
Smoother than ever.
And I'm getting longer battery life. It's like my phone just got a turbo boost.
That's a great way to put it. All that power unlocks some really next level AI features too. Qualcomm calls it multimodal generative AI.
Generative AI.
It's a mouthful.
It sounds intense. Break it down for me.
So imagine this. Your phone can now understand not just like your words, but also pictures, sounds, even what your camera sees. This isn't just like your old voice assistant anymore. We're talking about AI that can summarize a document just by looking at it. Or even help you edit videos by understanding like the actual content of each scene.
So it's not just recognizing a cat in my video. It's knowing what the cat is doing.
And here's the real game changer. All of this AI processing happens right there on your device.
So not in the cloud.
No cloud required. No need to worry about your data privacy or anything like that. That powerful Orion CPU we talked about. Along with this upgraded, it's called a Hexagon NPU. Yeah, it sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie. They're powerful enough to handle all that heavy lifting locally on your device.
But like, what is a Hexagon NPU?
Basically, the NPU is like a co-pilot for the CPU. It's specifically designed to handle AI tasks. This kind of tag team effort is what makes these incredible on-device AI features possible.
So it's not just about making our phones faster. It's about making them smarter. But how does all this AI actually work in the real world?
Well, let's take photography, for example. The Snapdragon 8 Elite's AI isn't just for assistance. It's deeply integrated into the camera itself. One of the features that Qualcomm is really touting is called limitless segmentation. Yeah, it's a mouthful, I know. But basically, this uses AI to analyze your photos on a whole new level. We're talking about identifying and enhancing like over 250 layers in a single image.
250 layers? What does that even mean for my photos?
Imagine being able to adjust the focus on your friend's face in the background after you've taken the shot. Or fine-tuning like the texture of someone's sweater. Without affecting anything else in the image. That's the level of control we're talking about. It's like having a professional photo editing suite built right into your camera.
So instead of applying a filter to the whole picture, it's like each element gets its own little mini filter.
This is light years beyond anything we've seen in mobile photography. And it's not just about static images either. Remember how we talked about the AI understanding what it sees? Well, imagine trying to take a picture of your pet in motion.
The blurry pet problem.
In every pet owner's nightmare.
Tell me about it. Half my camera roll is just blurry paws and tails.
Well, say goodbye to those blurry pet pics. The Snapdragon 8 Elite actually has like a feature specifically for capturing those action shots. With incredible clarity. It's like having a built-in professional pet photographer right in your pocket.
So this AI is smart enough to handle my dog's zoomies. I'm sold.
Qualcomm understands that, you know, capturing those fleeting moments. Especially with our furry friends.
It
requires some pretty next level AI. And this new platform delivers.
So we talked about pictures. What about gaming? I'm a little bit of a mobile gaming geek. And I'm always curious about what's next. Does this new Snapdragon have anything to offer, like, for gamers like me?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. Remember that powerful Orion CPU we were talking about? We'll pair that with the new Adreno GPU sliced architecture.
Okay, sliced architecture.
Yeah.
You have to break that one down for me.
It sounds complicated, but it's actually pretty elegant.
Okay.
Basically, instead of having one, like, large graphics processing unit,
uh-huh,
they've divided it up into these smaller,
okay,
more specialized units.
Gotcha.
Kind of like dividing a cake into slices.
Okay.
Each slice handles a specific task.
Okay.
Which makes the whole system much more efficient and powerful.
So what does that mean for me when I'm, like, playing a game on my phone?
So for you, that translates to console-quality gaming on your phone.
Kid out.
We're talking incredibly detailed 3D environments.
Okay.
Super smooth frame rates.
Wow.
Even crazy realistic physics simulations.
Okay.
Think, like, epic explosions,
yeah,
that actually look and feel like they're happening right there in front of you.
Whoa.
All rendered in real time on your phone.
So I could be playing Call of Duty Mobile.
Yeah.
And it would look as good as it does on my console.
That's the idea.
Oh my gosh.
And it's not just about visuals either, because,
yeah,
all the processing is happening right there on your device.
Right.
You get incredibly low latency.
Okay.
That means your controls respond instantly.
Right.
Which is a game changer for, like, fast-paced action games.
Right.
So this could be huge, not just for, like, casual mobile gaming.
Yeah.
But also for esports cloud gaming.
Oh, wow.
Even AR and VR experiences.
Really?
Imagine slipping on, like, a lightweight pair of glasses.
Okay.
And being transported to, like, another world.
Yeah.
All powered by the phone in your pocket.
That's wild.
The future of mobile gaming is going to be incredible.
Yeah, the future sounds incredible.
Yeah.
And maybe a little scary at the same time.
A little bit.
But you know what's been bugging me about mobile tech lately?
What's that?
The audio.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. My Bluetooth headphones are great.
Yeah.
But the connection can be spotty sometimes.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Especially when I'm at home.
Those annoying audio dropouts.
Yeah.
When you move too far away from your device.
Uh-huh.
Or you hit, like, a wireless dead zone in your house.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like my music is playing hide and seek with my ears.
Well, get ready for this.
Okay.
The Snapdragon 8 Elite is introducing something called Expanded Personal Area Network technology.
Okay.
Or XPAN for short.
XPAN, gotcha.
This is Qualcomm's answer to all those frustrating Bluetooth limitations.
Okay, tell me more, because seamless audio is basically my dream come true.
Okay, imagine this.
Okay.
XPAN creates, like, an invisible network,
uh-huh,
that blankets your entire home,
okay,
with crystal clear audio.
Wow.
It's like having a dedicated audio highway.
Okay.
Just for your devices.
So I could be listening to music on my phone?
Yeah.
Walk into another room?
Yep.
And it would just continue seamlessly?
That's the idea.
No cutting out.
No cutting out.
Static.
No static.
No having to reconnect.
You got it.
Oh my God.
And because XPAN is designed for high bandwidth,
okay,
low latency audio, you get incredible quality.
Okay.
Even with lossless music files.
Hold on, lossless music streaming over this XPAN network.
Yeah.
You're speaking my language.
Lossless basically means, yeah, you're hearing every single detail,
okay,
every nuance of the music.
Right.
Exactly as the artist intended.
So no compression.
No compression, no compromises.
So it's like the difference between listening to a song through a tin can phone,
okay,
versus being in the recording studio with the band.
That's a great way to put it.
Right.
And with the Snapdragon 8 Elite's advanced audio processing capabilities,
yeah,
you get an even richer, more immersive listening experience.
Okay, I have to admit, all of this sounds amazing.
Yeah.
But I have to ask, with all this power and technology,
uh-huh,
packed into one tiny chip,
yeah,
isn't there a risk of, I don't know, information overload?
That's a great question.
Are we becoming too reliant on our devices,
right,
to do everything for us?
It's something we should all be thinking about.
Yeah.
As this technology keeps advancing.
It's like that saying, right, with great power comes great responsibility.
Right.
But instead of, like, a superhero cape, we've got a supercomputer in our pockets.
Exactly. And it's not just about, like, the responsibility of individual users either.
Right.
It's also about how Qualcomm and its partners,
yeah,
develop and implement these technologies responsibly as well.
Well, that's what I think is so fascinating about all this, is how Qualcomm is approaching it.
Yeah.
It's not just about creating this super powerful chip. They're building a whole ecosystem around the Snapdragon 8 Elite.
That's right. They're fostering this whole universe of AI developers and partners who are creating the next generation of AI-powered apps and experiences.
So it's like they're creating the stage and inviting the world to come and build the play?
A perfect analogy.
Right.
And some of the biggest names in tech are already on board.
Like who?
Microsoft, Meta, even OpenAI.
Wow.
They're all collaborating to bring their cutting-edge AI models to the Snapdragon 8 Elite.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's not just Qualcomm's vision for the future.
Right.
It's about, like, a collective effort to push the boundaries of what's possible with on-device AI.
I'm going to need a minute to process all of this.
It's a lot.
Because we've gone from this super fast CPU to AI that understands what my cat is doing.
Right.
To a future of lag-free gaming and crystal clear audio streaming.
Yeah, and it's all powered by a chip.
It's mind-blowing.
That's smaller than your fingernail.
Yeah, so as we wrap up this deep dive,
okay,
what's your big takeaway from all of this?
You know, for me, it's the potential for on-device AI to really, like, enhance our lives in meaningful ways.
Okay.
Imagine a world where your smartphone isn't just a device, but like a personalized assistant that understands your needs, anticipates your actions, and helps you navigate the world in a smarter, more efficient, more connected way.
I am officially both amazed and slightly terrified in the best way possible.
It's pretty incredible.
This has been an amazing journey. And I feel like we've only just scratched the surface.
Oh, absolutely.
Of what's possible with a Snapdragon 8 Elite.
This is really just the beginning.
So to everyone listening, keep those imaginations running wild.
Yeah.
The Snapdragon 8 Elite isn't just like a technological leap.
Right.
It's an invitation to reimagine how we live, work, and play.
Exactly.
In a world increasingly shaped by AI.
A world with even more AI.
As always, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.
On to the next deep dive.